AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats say the government shutdown is still over a disagreement over extending health care tax credits. President Trump's response:
the big problem is they want to give health care to people that should not get health care. They want to give health care to illegal immigrants by the millions.
Democrats say the tax credits would not go to illegal immigrants. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says no extension would hurt Americans,
which is going to result in tens of millions of Americans experiencing dramatically increased premiums, co-pays, and deductibles all across the country, including, most significantly, in states that Donald Trump won. And Republicans could care less.
During a meeting with Argentina's president at the White House, President Trump talked about the midterm election there.
I'm with this man because his philosophy is correct. And he may win and he may not win, but I think he's going to win. And if he wins, we're staying with him. And if he doesn't win, we're gone.
He called the opponent extremely far left. U.S. presidents typically do not weigh in on the candidates in other countries' Democratic elections. Cody Bomber pleaded guilty to charges he tried to kill Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro and his family by trying to burn down the governor's mansion. Shapiro says things like this make it harder for people to think about running for elected office.
I think we're confident it'll get better, but we also know it's going to always be with us.
Under a plea deal, Bomber was sentenced to 25 to 50 years in prison. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee requested Jack Smith, the former Justice Department special counsel, appear for an interview, part of an increasing effort among the GOP to pursue the perceived enemies of President Trump. This is AP News. Maine Governor Janet Mills says she's running for Senate against Republican Susan Collins. Mills told President Trump to his face that she would see him in court over transgender athletes in school sports. She released a campaign launch video.
We stood up to Trump and stopped him from cutting the school lunch program for Maine kids. But there are too many politicians in Washington, including Susan Collins.
Susan Collins, we want to thank.
Who've forgotten their principles and let bullies like Trump have their way. And it's hurting Maine people.
Susan Collins has long cast herself as a reflection of Maine's independent spirit, but has frequently voted with President Trump on key issues. The Supreme Court rejected an appeal from conspiracy theorist Alex Jones and left in place the $1.4 billion judgment against him over his description of the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting as a hoax staged by crisis actors. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.